I'm going to be giving a Tamsis, a basic summary, or an abridged version of the two past Shiurim that are missing from Sefer Yeshua over the two Shabbases that those Shiurim were given in Shul. We're talking about Pnei Moshe ke Pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua ke Pnei Levana, but trying to understand the place of Yeshua himself as a Navi and the place of Sefer Yeshua in our lives in Tanakh. And we learned that Moshe Rabbeinu had his own Madrega. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Madrega Miuchedes that was uniquely Moshe Rabbeinu Dick, and he couldn't be Yeshua, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest who ever lived, but still there was something about Yeshua that was beyond Moshe Rabbeinu. And of course there was something about Moshe Rabbeinu that was beyond Yeshua. And Chazal identify the two as the sun and the moon, and Moshe Rabbeinu as the actual tree, the fig tree itself, and Yeshua as the fruit of the tree. And Chazal teach us, and Reb Tzadik HaKohen explains, that Moshe Rabbeinu is himself the makar of Chochmah, the makar of Torah. That ma'avar from heaven to earth is Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah Shebichsav, Chochmah Satara. It's the tree itself. It's the tree itself that gives us life. Ad etzem hayom hazeh. It's the tree itself. The fruit, however, the fruit, the pre, is Yehoshua. And Yehoshua is Eretz Yisrael. As we learned in the Gemara, that if not for the chait, then it would be enough for us to have Chamish Yechum Shetayra and Sefer Yehoshua that contains within it Erech HaShul Eretz Yisrael, the story of our conquest and settling of the land. So Moshe Rabbeinu desperately wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael, just as the tree feels its entire tachas is the fruit. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the makar of Chochmah, Torah Shebichsav, desperately wanted to see the fulfillment of Torah as it would unfold in our day-to-day lives in Eretz Yisrael, which is the pre of Torah. Eretz Yisrael is the fruit of the tachlis. It's the Hashlomas HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu was longing for the Hashlomas HaTorah. Now this was something, of course, that was not designated to Moshe Rabbeinu. As Reb Tzadik explained, that every neshama is created with its own shlichus, its own tachlis. And Moshe Rabbeinu's shlichus was Yitzias Mitzrayim, life in the desert, Nisim, beyond Teva, beyond this world, Torah Shebichsav that comes directly from heaven to earth, the man that comes directly from heaven to earth. That's the world of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's where we come from. That's the makor of our existence. However, the next shlav of the peiros, of the fruit, was not Moshe Rabbeinu's domain. It was the domain of Yeshua. And Yeshua was created. His neshama was created and custom designed to bring us into Eretz Yisrael and to begin the conquest and the settling of the land. So we're in Yisrael Kedoshim from Reb Tzadik. We're going to learn today Ois Yud. We're in Ois Zayin of Yisrael Kedoshim, Si'if Yud and Si'if Yud Aleph. We're going to learn Si'if Yud and Si'if Yud Aleph to understand what is the meaning of Yehoshua being the pre. What is the nature of the soul of Yehoshua? That's what we're trying to get at. That's what we're trying to understand. So, in Yisrael Kedoshim Ois Zayin Si'if Yud, Ela Shekofatz Alav Roig Zashel Yosef. Now we know that Bikesh Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva, that Yaakov, you know, had a hard life. There was tremendous upheaval throughout his life. And it finally came to a time when Bikesh Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva, where Yaakov was hoping that in his Madrega he'd be able to have tranquility. But Chazal tell us that miad kofetz lo vroigzo shel Yosef. The parsha of Yosef HaTzadik, the roiges, which literally means the anger of Yosef HaTzadik. The roiges of Yosef jumped upon Yaakov Avinu, and Yosef was missing, and the whole parsha with the brothers, and so on, and he was told that the wild animal had torn Yosef to pieces. So HaTzadik explains in a very remarkable way. Yaakov had hoped that mitoso shleima, and that his family was in a place of shleimus, of perfection, and that his job was finished, and that his children were in a place of shleimus. But he didn't know that there were more birurim that were necessary. It was not yet finished. Things still needed to be refined, clarified. And we know that when Yaakov had that wrestling match with the angel of Esav, although he was victorious, he walked away limping. The injury of the thigh means that there are still issues with his children and grandchildren that need to be resolved. Because the children are the Yotze Yerechel of Yaakov Avinu. All of the koiches of Yaakov Avinu were divided and distributed to his children, b'nefashos protius, with individual souls. U'nefashos de koiches hamaisa, b'espashtos b'protius, yeish nefashos shekol koichem b'maisa b'poil. And these souls, the children of Yaakov Avinu, and throughout time, the grandchildren and great-grandchildren, all the way to us. There are certain souls that are koiches. With the koich of that soul, the whole koich is in practical life, in this world, in practical life. B'maisi b'pol. V'shorasham, and the shorash of all of those nefashis that excel and that are driven to accomplish in practical matters is Yosef HaTzadik. V'shorasham Yosef HaTzadik. It's the Midah of Yesod. Hu ha-mashbir bar l'chol am ha-aretz li'os zon u'mefanes. Therefore, Yosef HaTzadik was far from being just a dreamer. He was the one who physically rescued Mitzrayim, his family, and so on. His role as the mashbir, as the one who provides and sustains, feeds, and takes care of, is the realization of the shorish of his neshama, and what Yosef HaTzadik was sent into the world to accomplish. Kedusha in this world. Kedusha on earth. A life of halacha. A life of observance, of faithfulness, of practical and real, down to earth, connection to God, and living in accordance to His infinite will, in a real, visible, physical way. That's Yosef HaTzadik. Umizaro Yehoshua. And one of the great illustrious descendants of Yosef HaTzadik, which is the Koach of Mashiach ben Yosef that we were learning about throughout the winter and last year as well. Umizaro Yehoshua is Yehoshua. Umizaro Yehoshua was Mashiach ben Yosef of his time. Hamanchil Ha'aretz. Shehu kedushas ha-maisim ha-gufanim. Yeshua is the one who was created. Yeshua from the world of Yosef HaTzadik, the Koach of Mashiach ben Yosef, which we learned by Arichas from the Ramchal and the Gra and other tzaddikim, is the inyan of conquering Eretz Yisrael and of settling the land and beginning to build in a world that is not miraculous, in a world where Hashem is hidden, in a world where man feels that it's left completely up to him, but that the challenge is to know that everything is God, even though you feel like it's you. This koach of Yeshua comes from Yosef HaTzadik. Umizar Yeshua Hamanchil Haaretz Shehu Kedusha Samaisim Hagufani. What's Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is Kedusha Samaisim Hagufani. How to take a farm, and to lift every single thing up in that farm to a place of Kedusha. How my time at work is spent, not just gathering for myself, but being conscious every moment of the halachas of leket, shikha, and peya for the poor, of the halachas of trumas amaisis for the kahanim, for the levim, and so on, of kedusha ba'achila, the fruits, the food of Eretz Yisrael, the laws of Shemitah, and so on. So Yeshua's manchil haaretz, Yeshua who's a descendant of Yosef HaTzadik, which is the koch of Mashiach ben Yosef, he is the one who would bring us into the land, which is Kedushas HaMaisim HaGufanim, the holiness of actual physical, our physical life. She'eschilu b'bias arzeh panil azeisa v'chul. This began when we came to Eretz Yisrael, when we were no longer held under the Anani HaKavod, and we were no longer being fed by heaven, but we came into our own country, into our own territories, and were given places to live and to build and to create and to plant and so on. All of that is the world of Yosef HaTzadik. Because when we came to Eretz Yisrael, this one had to tend to his olive tree, the other one had to tend to his vineyard. In other words, we descended from the clouds of the Midbar into the real earth of Eretz Yisrael, of Hashem being hidden in nature, in this world, in the Maisim HaGufanim, in our physical lives. To be in this world, which is the Tachlis. Hashem created many malachim in Shemayim, and there are many, many Serafim and Chayas HaKadosh, but as the Kotzko would say on the Pasuk in Mishpatim, Anshei Kadosh Tiyun Li. Hashem Baruch created this world and us because He wants human beings who are holy. Human beings who have their hands in the soil of Eretz Yisrael, who are planting, who are plowing, and even wherever a Jew is, wherever we live, to have our hands in the soil of earthly existence, of mundane life, but to be thinking every moment of mitzvahs and of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and of how to serve Hashem in this world. Hakol b'kedusha b'ki mitzvah. K'moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom kulei Torah. Now this was not Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was not created for this purpose. Even in his earlier professional career, he was a shepherd. And as we know, the inyan of the shepherd is to be mesbaydeid, to go out into the fields, to spend tremendous amount of time meditating, and so on. Moshe Rabbeinu was created for Torah. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu l'shem kuloi Torah. His point in creation, his shlichus was to bring heaven, was to bring Shemaim to this world through the Torah, through understanding, through limud, through learning, through teaching, and reviewing. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's world, of the Beis HaMedrash, of the library. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's world. Okay. Holchem b'midbar, chutz li yishuv, v'olam ha'maisa. Therefore, the domain of Moshe Rabbeinu, the domain of Moshe Rabbeinu was the desert. The desert is not a yeshuv of this world. It's chutz li yeshuv, v'olam ha'maaseh. The Midbar is something which is a place which is not a place. It's in this world, but it's not of the world. And therefore, our actions, our physical actions, are of no benefit and have no bearing upon the desolation, the emptiness of the wilderness of the Midbar. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's world is a world of the mind. It's a world of Torah. It's a world of mitzvahs. But mitzvahs that haven't yet been needed to apply to having a mezuzah on your door, to having a house, and building a makkah, and making brachas and benching, and so on and so forth. And all the halachas revolving around one's fields, one's crops. So Moshe Rabbeinu's domain was the Midbar. Chutz li yeshuv olam ha'maaseh. Outside of the yeshuv, outside of this, of the regular, settled world. Moshe Rabbeinu was not in that domain of practical existence, of practical life. Makom asher ein zera, it's a place where there's no plants. Rak lechem shemalach eshos oichlem, and the food that we were given to eat, the man is the food that somehow that the angels are eating. It's lechem shemalach eshos oichlem. It's not regular food. It's not regular food, and it's not regular eating and regular digestion and so on. In the Midbar, it was the man. It was something different. It was something from beyond. And that's the domain of Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, we learned that even when he died, most of Bnei Yisrael couldn't really understand who that person was, Moshe Rabbeinu. He wore that veil, the masva that separated him from us. Most of us couldn't know who he was and what he was about. He was set apart. He was like the man himself. But Yeshua, on the other hand, why was he created? His chilavara kedusha samaisa haguvani. Yeshua was created to begin the birurim for the sanctity of physical life. Kedusha samaisa haguvani. V'lias oiskim b'derech eretz. And to be oisek in derech eretz, in practical life. Working, earning a living, using one's hands. V'gam zeh hakol al pi hatar. But everything is with Kedusha. Everything is al pi hatar, and it's clear from the very beginning of our existence that Hashem wanted this in Am Yisrael. This is not just a bidei eved for people who can't sit in the Beis Medrash. It's not just a bidevit for losers who can't have people support them to spend their entire lives learning. It's a terrible, terrible misinterpretation of Torah. From the very beginning, Hashem Shabbat created nefashis that lechachila are Isaac in nisavak Hashbaruch Elias Leizbaruch Dir B'tachtonim of in this physical world. Carving out the dira for Hashem, for the Shekhinah to dwell in. Through Kedushas Maisim HaGufanim. Kedushas HaMaisim HaGufanim. It's not seen at all as being a B'de'evin. It's seen as being L'chadchila Shab L'chadchila. Not to say that there aren't those who are chosen to sit and learn. And the Rambam says generally that was the responsibility of Shevet Levi. But the idea that any self-respecting man, male Jew, is sitting and learning all day, that's, as you all know, a very, very recent innovation. The idea of that being in wholesale is a very recent innovation, and I don't have to go into the details of how much confusion, poverty, problems of shalom bayis, v'chulu, 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 as it's going down to the children already, and by this time the grandchildren, how much problems that's causing. That's not the purpose of this year. And this is not to be misinterpreted to say that there aren't Jews who are supposed to be sitting and learning all day. But not the percentages that we're seeing in Eretz Yisrael and some communities where they're trying to imitate Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. That's why, for those neshamas that were created to be with their hands in the soil, so to speak, and working on and concentrating on Kedushas HaMaisim and Gufanim, when they are forced to sit in the Beis Medrash, they become unhealthy. Unhealthy and unhappy. They could last for some time. Not very long. Some can make it for a couple of years, but mostly they become broken and miserable. Because they were not created for that. Every Jew has to learn, but they were not created to sit all day in the Beis Medrash. They come from the world of Yosef HaTzadik, which is Kedushas HaMaisim HaGufanim. Kedushas HaMaisim HaGufanim. This, of course, is a very big yisod in the whole Torah of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. And that everything that this person who has this koch of Yosef HaTzadik, Mashiach ben Yosef, everything that he's Isaac is of Lias Isaac and B'derech Eretz. It should all be B'derech Eretz. Obviously, this person has to know halacha, he has to learn. But the tachlis of this person's learning is Kedushas HaMaaseh Gufani. The Gamzah kol al pi atar. Everything is al pi atar. Everything. The Toif Tarim Derech Eretz, Vim Ein Derech Eretz, Ein Tarim. Therefore, Chazal tell us in Pirkei Avos that we need to have these two types of Jews. We need to have Jews who are Derech Eretz Jews, with their whole inin is what? Is working, is being in the world. This is, of course, when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came out from the cave the first time, he found this unbearable. And wherever he turned, he began to set the world on fire. When he saw somebody working the field, because from that perspective of where he was during those years, when he first came out from the cave, he couldn't see any tachlis in such a life. It's only when he came out after the additional year, after the final year that was added, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was able to come to that madrega of Rechav Chaviv and Mitzvah Yisrael. Look how beloved mitzvahs are that a Jew is selling Hadassim for covered Shabbos. Come Chaviv and Mitzvah Yisrael, how beloved mitzvahs are to the Jewish people. The main Derech Eretz ain't Torah. The Derech Eretz hu chelek ha'am ha'aretz. Va'akedem is the Torah. The Gamzet Tzorach le'divrei Torah. Di lo'alya lo'miskalya skalya. Without their Eretz, Torah cannot be. Torah cannot grow. Cannot continue. Cannot flourish. Cannot happen. I mean, their Eretz ain't Torah. Toif Torah im their Eretz. Of course, there can't be just their Eretz without Torah. These two must coexist and have to respect each other, like Zvulun and Yisachar. Because Rabbi Tzadik brings the Gemara in Chulin of the Loi Al Yoloi Meskaimo Eskalia, which means that very simply that the Gemara there talks about how Am Yisrael is divided and compares Am Yisrael, as we see in Navi, to a vineyard and to grapes and to how grapes grow. And there's no question that the most chashuv part of the plant, the actual cluster of grapes, corresponds to Talmidei Chachamim. And even Jews who are non-religious, by the way, who are not yet angry or bitter, but Jews who are non-religious, I'm talking about the way it is in Eretz Yisrael generally, appreciate the fact that there are certain Jews who are supposed to be sitting and learning and teaching Torah and so on all day long. And not only that, but the tree consists, the vine consists of different parts, and the olam shaba, the leaves are protecting the grapes, are protecting the fruit, sustaining and protecting and so on. Because the Torah was not given to angels. The Dor HaMidbar, that generation, that we were like angels. We weren't angels, but we were as close as you can get to angels. So we were living in the Midbar, but everything was nisim and flows. Everything was miraculous. The way we lived, the way we ate, everything was a miracle. Everything was something that was coming in a way of Torah Shebachsav, directly from Shemayim. That's how we lived in the Midbar. We lived like Malach HaSharis. Drabbanan Nikru Malach HaSharis. You see that Chachamim are referred to as Malach HaSharis. A great tzaddik who's completely, completely immersed in that world of Ruchnias. And therefore, Ikur HaTorah Limud Maisi HaMitzvah, Shem B'Maisim Gufanim Shavar HaMazah. Therefore, the Tachlis of Mitzvah is the Maisim Torah, and that comes as a result of knowing the Halacha and understanding what my responsibility is, that I carry out the practical, real, physical, earthly will of God, B'Maisim Gufanim Shavar HaMazah. And Al Kain Nisav HaMaisho and Ol Shalom Likon HaStarach HaSol HaKaim HaSasah. And that is why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted so, so desperately, and Davin so hard. He wanted so badly to come into Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the pre. Eretz Yisrael means the opportunity for Moshe Rabbeinu to be mekayim all of the mitzvahs, which is a significant percentage of all mitzvahs of Torah, that are mitzvahs hatluyas baris, that depend upon the land. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to complete what he believed was his tachlis in life, that he was the tree. He wanted to come to the hashlama, to come to the tachlis of the tree. And the tachlis of the tree is the peiros. And the tachlis of Am Yisrael is to live in a world, not in the midbar, not in the desert, being fed by God and traveling around on the Anania covered, but in this actual, real, physical world, that the world of Lamatim Esar Tvachim, in this physical world, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael, to be Mekayim the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. When Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai came out from the cave the second time, so his son, Rabbi Eliezer, was still prepared to destroy the world, to set the world on fire. But Rabbi Shimon saw the old Jew who was running with two bunches of hadassim, and he asked them, what are these for? One says, Keneged Zocher, the other was Keneged Shomer, to remember Shabbos and to keep and to guard the Shabbos. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai called out, Ah, Re'ei Kama Chaviv Mitzvos HaYisrael. Look how beloved mitzvahs are to the Jewish people. Look how Jews love being Mekayim mitzvahs. Kama Chaviv Mitzvos HaYisrael. So Rabbi Shimon came to a higher Madrega. Rabbi Shimon came to the deepest siddes, the deepest secrets of what it means to be a Jew. And he came out the second time from the cave. So now he was able to see, on his madrega, of course, which we don't understand, he was able to see the chavivus of kedushas maisim hagufanim, the holiness of physical life, and what a person is able to bring into that physical, into that, by way of kedusha, into the physical, into his physical existence. Okay, that's why Moshe would have came to save Moshe and all the shom likonis to Yisrael the kaim mitzvah. Well, we'll continue a minute with Oisir Aleph. Okay, this is the this is part B of the Sefer Yehoshua Shir. We did Ois Zayin Seif Yud in Reb Tzadik's Yisrael Kedoshim. And we're up to Yud Aleph. So the Alkein Yosef who sit no shall Esav. Now that we understand that the rogues of Yosef, the anger of Yosef means that Yosef Atzadik is engaged in the world of anger, which means in the world of concealment, in Olam Hazeh, in Gashmias, in matters of economy and finance and politics and so on. And that's the world of Yosef HaTzadik, whose neshama was created to face the challenges, the nisyanis of the Olam HaGashmi, of this world. And Yosef HaTzadik is the Mashbir, as we learned in the last piece from Reb Tzadik. He's the Mashbir Baal L'chol Am HaAretz. He's the one that provides, that creates an economy that's able to provide for Egypt and for his family and so on. Because the Nefesh Pratis of Yosef HaTzadik was created for the purpose of Kedushas HaMaisim HaGufaniyim. Kedushas HaMaisim HaGufaniyim. To sanctify, to lift up, and to make holy a world that seems to be dark and without God. A world of rogues, of chaos. A world of nature. A world where we don't see the miracles of the Midbar. And Yehoshua is Mashiach ben Yosef, is that koach to be Mevarek Dushas HaMaisa HaGufani, Maisim of Derech Eretz Kod Melatayr, that they should be B'Kedusha B'Tahara, and therefore Yehoshua's soul was created, custom designed, to lead us into Eretz Yisrael, where we would no longer have a Hanhaga B'Derech Neis, but it would instead would be a Hanhaga which is B'Derech HaTeva, in the way of nature, in the way of this world, where Hashem's light is hidden. So, V'alkein Yosef who sit no shel Esav. Therefore, Yosef HaTzadik, that koach of Mashiach ben Yosef, and Yosef is called Sitno Shel Esav, is the antagonist, the opposite, the koach to contend with Esav. Ki gam hu mishtadl b'maisi dugmas Esav. Because Esav was an ish yodeh tzad, an ish sod, a man of the field. And had Esav been successful, had Esav been able to overcome the darker impulses that are a part of this world of rogues, of anger and darkness, he would have been an absolutely astonishing tzaddik. In that way of Yosef HaTzadik, he would have been a Jew who would have built an entire world of Kedusha in this world, in the Olam HaGashmi. Esav was given the kaiches to accomplish that. And therefore he was an Isya day at side. He was an Isya, the man who knew how to hunt. Hunting on a deeper level, as we're taught from the Zohar Kaddish, means to hunt lost souls. But in addition to that, to be able to hunt, to bring back from this world all of the riches of the world, of the physical world, to be brought into the world of Kedusha, and to be used in Avodas Hashem, and to reveal the Elokus and all that exists. He's the man of the field. Yaakov is the Ish Tam, Yoshev Aholam. Yaakov is the one who sits inside, who dwells in the tent. And Yaakov would have been purely that world inside for Torah. In other words, Yaakov's domain is the domain of Ruchnias, similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, the world of Ruchnias, without having to leave that place of Ruchnias to go out to the field. So the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu was in the desert, and Moshe Rabbeinu lived surrounded by the clouds by the cloud, by the Anani HaKovid, and the Mun, and the Be'er Miriam, and so on. Yaakov Avinu dwelled in the tent, Yoshev Oholam, and his soul was created specifically for that, to be entirely immersed in the world of Kedusha, like those Jews who have the schus of being able to sit all day long in Kedusha and Tahara and learning and so on. And that was really the lechatchila of Yaakov Avinu. And Esav was the Ish Yedei Tzayid, the Ish Hasad, the man of the field, who was going to be sent into the Olam HaGashmi in order to be Mekadesh all the Maisim HaGufonim of this world. That's the Koch of Esav, but Esav failed. And Esav became lost in this world. And he became disengaged from Elokus. And instead, he began to fret on the world and to indulge in Gashmias and to lose the connection between Gashmias and the Bar Elam and the Creator. Therefore, Yosef is the Sitna Shel Esav. Yosef is the antagonist, is the anti-Esav. Ki gam hu mishtadlo b'maisa, dugmas Esav. Because Yosef's domain is also the field, Egypt, the outside, the world. That's the domain of Yosef HaTzadik. Gam hu mishtadlo b'maisa, dugmas Esav. I will call Maisev l'shem shamayim. However, unlike Esav, who lost contact with the inner reality of Elokus, Yosef HaTzadik's place is in the world, but to do everything in this world, l'shem shamayim. And that's why there's a Lakim Yorei. That's why when Yosef was down in Mitzrayim, and he was in the lowest place on earth, and he was in the house of Potipharah, every word that came out of his mouth is Elokim Ani Yorei, Baladai, Elokim Yaneh Shleim Paro. When he met Paro, every word is Hashem. Everything is Hashem. The whole Egypt came to idolize Yosef HaTzadik. He was sought after in the house of Potipharah. But Yosef HaTzadik said, everything is God. Everything is Elokus. It's Elokim Ani Yorei. Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem. And Hashem is Matzliach Bir. Everything, all of his Hatzlocha, he understood this. Everything is Hashem is Baruch. So Yosef is very much a part of this world. That's the Koch of Mashiach ben Yosef. In this world. In the Olam HaMaisa. But everything is Hashem. Everything is L'Shem Shemayim. And when it came down to that conflict between Kedushas Yisrael, between Kedusha and the Tum of Mitzrayim, that Yosef at that point was unable to lift up, it says, Vayonas Vayetzachutza, he ran away. He ran away from the wife of Potiphar. V'zeh koach ha-maisa ba'olam hazeh, heipach Esav. Dechsiv bei v'lo yirei Elokim. And by Esav it says, mamish the opposite. Whereas Yosef at Tzadik's whole Mitzias is Yiras Hashem, is to feel God's presence, is to be aware of God every moment of his life in this world. And therefore everything in life is returned to Hashem, is connected to Hashem. By Esav it's the opposite. It's V'lo Yirei Elokim. By Amalek it's V'lo Yirei Elokim. Sh'apsoil is the midas ha-gvur les gabra b'maisim, lachshav koichi v'aitzim yadi osali. Whereas Yosef HaTzadik's koach of gvur was to be mezgaber on his yetzahara, to overcome the illusion of this world and to find God in this world and to bring this world up to God. The midas ha-gvur, the psolus, the refuse, the filth of the midas ha-gvur is when a person of the field, like Esav, the Ish HaSada, begins to delude himself into thinking that everything is because of me, my koach, my gevur. It's totally me. It's all about me. The opposite of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik saw everything in this world and said, "Baladai Elokim Yaneh Shleim Paro." Everything is Hashem, because he's Yirei Elokim. And the midah of gevur and kedusha is to overcome that temptation to take the world so seriously. But Esav lost. And as a result of that, the midas ha-gevura in Esav was koichi v'aitzim yadi, Kochi ve'etzem yadi. It's all my strength. It's because of me that I'm successful. It's because of me that I've taken the sod of the field and I've built it into cities. And I've created civilizations from the fields. And all of that would make Esav more and more and more obsessed with himself and more obsessed with the world that he lived in. And he forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha'en kein ha-Yirei Elokim. This is so different from the Yirei Elokim. She'yedeh she'kol gvir Esav v'koyach pu'losim ha-Hashem Zabaruch. Esav HaTzadik, the Yirei Elokim knows that all of his strength and all of his koyches, everything comes from Hashem. V'mezgaber lichbaish Yitzray. And his gevurah is a gevurah of kedusha to conquer the Yetzahara. U'lishtadl kirit zayin Hashem Zabaruch. And to be mishtadl to do everything according to the will of Hashem. So the one who is able to be koyvesh his yetzer and not to be fooled by the world, by the encasement, the physical encasement of the world, and to remember in everything Hashem, so his descendant from the world of Mashiach ben Yosef, Yehoshua, would have the ability to be koyvesh Eretz Yisrael, to lead us in the kibush. The one who led us in the kibush of his Yetzahara vis-a-vis the world would bring forth into the world Yehoshua, who would lead Am Yisrael in the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, to take that piece of earth and to reveal the Elokus that is shining. Toyer Eretz Mikvedecha Nagila V'Nismacha Bach. Toyer Eretz Mikvedecha. To reveal Kavod Hashem in the world, which is the Tachlis of Mashiach ben Yosef, which is the Tachlis of Yosef HaTzadik, and which is the Tachlis of Am Yisrael, living in this world of Roiges, of anger, of concealment, of darkness, and to be Megalov et Lokus in everything. That's the Koch of Yosef HaTzadik. That's the Yirei Elokim. Shaydesh a kol gvarisa v'koch pulosim Hashem Zabach v'mezgaber lichbaish Yitzray u'lishtadl kiritzayin Hashem Zabach, to be koyvesh the Yetzer and to be mishtadl kiritzayin Hashem Zabach. U'mizeh bo ha-lahav, and it's because of that fire, the fire of Yosef HaTzadik, the fire of Mashiach ben Yosef, the fire of Yehoshua, is the lahav lisroi fakash de Esav, to burn this Esav who's compared to straw, to destroy Esav who's compared to straw. That goes back to Parshas Vayeshev, what Rashi brings down, the pasuk, Beis Yaakov is la'eshna, Beis Yosef is compared to a lahava, a powerful conflagration, a flame, and Beis Esav, the pasuk says, is like kash, like straw. Looks very, very powerful. Looks invincible, but when meeting up with the koch of Yosef HaTzadik, it's like putting the straw to a match, and in a split second, it's all completely destroyed and burnt away. That's the koch of Yosef HaTzadik, of Mashiach ben Yosef, and of Yehoshua. In this world, in the physical world, Shem Arba Meos Ish She'imai, because the 400 men who Esav brought with him, which in Kabbalah is the entire spectrum of evil, and the koach of Tuma that Esav had with him as he went to meet Yaakov Avinu, Shezo Amis B'Shal Kol Taikiv K'Chosev B'Shtadluso, that number represents the strength and the energy of Esav Harasha, of Esav in this world, and the gevurah of Esav in this world, to take the world into his hands, into the hands of the Sitra Achra, and to thicken and to darken this world. That's represented by the number 400. This goes back to the Arba Meah Shekel Kesef with Avram Avinu that he bought the Marasan Achpel. We're not going to go into that right now, but the number is very significant. And the flame of Yosef HaTzadik and the fire of Mashiach ben Yosef and Yeshua burns away the Rishayim, burns away all that's standing between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zoha rugza de Yosef. And this is the deeper meaning of the rugza de Yosef, the roiges, the anger, the rage, the strength of Yosef HaTzadik, which is shemitzad midas ayira, mitzad midas ayira, that comes from that esalukim ani yarei, the midas ayira, the opposite of Esav, which is a molek, which is a v'lo yarei elukim, shemitzad midas ayira nimshach hakas al oivrei ritzona. That kas, that koach of Yosef HaTzadik, to recognize evil, to recognize that which is in the way of Kedusha, that which in this world is trying to prevent Kedusha from entering, and to burn it away, to eliminate it. That's the rugza de Yosef, the koach of Yosef HaTzadik. The koach of Yosef HaTzadik. Now we continue. On the other side of the page of the handout that you got, which is from the Sefer Kedusha Shabbos from Rav Tzadok HaKohen, Kedusha Shabbos, Ois Tesvav, in the seventh Maimer of Kedusha Shabbos. I already mentioned that the Torahs are all over. We have a lot from Rav Tzadok. There was much more of his writings that was lost in Europe. But even what we have, there's tremendous amount of material. And as it is with many of the tzaddikim, what the Kohen says in one place, he doesn't finish the whole Inyan. The Inyan is continued and is found in many, many other places in his Ksav. So we're going to have to travel through the writings of Rav Tzadok to get the entire picture. So in Kedusha Shabbos, which the Chevron Shul got in the handout, which anybody who's listening to this and doesn't have it could probably arrange to get these pages. I don't know how, but it could be arranged. Maimer Zayin Ois Tesvav. Now this is part of a long piece. A long and remarkable piece that has a lot to do with Kedusha Shabbos and with the koach of Shimshon and the koach of Yishmael and Esav. So we're coming in the middle. Tesvav, so I can't explain the whole Inyan here of Yishmael. That's not the tachlis of what we're doing right now. But let's just try to learn. We're going to learn this on our level, where we are. Ois Tesvav. V'zehu ha'haifa me'ha'parin me'yishmael hashkuim b'taivis. Now we were talking about Esav. We were talking about Esav. Now everybody here knows, and now it's when I'm giving this shiur now, it's just a few days before Shavuos, that Haifia Mehaparan means that the Torah was offered to the nations of the world, and Yishmael was unable to accept the Torah, and each nation that was offered the Torah focused on that part of Torah that was simply impossible for them. Impossible. That part of Torah which is the antithesis of their very existence. So all Yishmael could hear was the Isser of Lo Sinav. So Rav Tzadok explains elsewhere that Hashem offered the entire Torah to the nations. Of course, knowing that, and this would be a birur that only Am Yisrael would say Na'aseh v'nishma. But the Torah in its entirety was offered to Esav, and it was offered to Yishmael, the angel of Esav, the angel of Yishmael. The entire Torah was offered, but all Esav could hear was Lo Tirtzach, you can't kill. That's all Esav could hear. In other words, the entire Torah was presented. Everything. Shabbos and Yontif, Tals and Tefillin, Cholent on Shabbos, days off for Yontif, even a Chol HaMoed, trip of the family to Adventureland. The entire thing was offered. But all Esav was able to hear was the words, Lo Tirtzach, you can't kill. Because Esav's mind and disposition was entirely fixated on that inyan of killing, of murder, of seeing life as something which is worthless. Hine anochi halech lamos. I'm going to die anyway. And therefore, all Esav could hear was that what God is saying is don't kill. What about the rest of the stuff? That wasn't important. Esav wasn't really hearing that. He wasn't paying attention to the rest. He just heard those words that you can't kill. And you're telling me to be something that I'm not and that I can't be. And with Yishmael, it was lo tinaf, lo sinaf, not to be sexually immoral, not to commit adultery and so on, lo sinaf. Because Yishmael is shkuim b'taivis. Because the Indian of Yishmael is that hashkoah is to be completely invested in taivis, in physical desire. And that is why, as we're learning in the Chabur of Yosef HaTzadik, and we spoke about it earlier in the Shirim about Yishmael, that is why this is particularly a test that we're going through at the end of time with this koach of Yishmael. Even though to us it seems that Yishmael, especially the inclination that Yishmaelim have to blow themselves up, and along with killing everybody else, seems to be that the ikur of Yishmael is Ritzicha, but that's not true. That's really Esav. And remember that Yishmael at the end of time, Yishmael doesn't have a malchus. Yishmael is a thug that carries out the will of Esav. But the inyan, the ikur of Yishmael is taiva, is niuf and taiva. That's the ikur. That's the yisoid of Yishmael, of who they are. They'll murder to get what they want. But the yisod of Yishmael is taiva. Shkuma taivas. What does that have to do with us? Zohai fomeh ha'parin Yishmael ha'shkuim b'taivas. So at the end of time, this is very strong. This klipa of Yishmael is very, very strong. Very thick klipa of Yishmael, of taivas. Which is also, of course, the antithesis of Yosef HaTzadik, to overcome these taivas. But Yosef is in that world, in this world, that is filled with the darkness at the end of time of Yishmael, or Ashkun b'taivas. And the Yisran Ha'or is Yisrael, Hoya Haifar. And the Jewish people, Am Yisrael, is the Yisran Ha'or, like Shlomo Melech says in Koheles, that the light is particularly striking and beautiful in contrast to the darkness from which it emerges. That contrast between light and dark is the contrast between Yishmael and Yisrael. Yisran Ha'or Yisrael Haya Haifar She'ina Zricha Gluya Rakid Madreges HaKadosh Neged Nevuah Shehu Dvar Hashem Bezgalus Zohu Hasogas Torah Shebichsav. Right, without going now into the whole inyan of Yishmael, which is not the time for that now. Nevuah is Torah Shebichsav. Nevuah, prophecy, means Hashem communicating directly with us, communicating with us in a way of Hezgalus, of revelation. It's a Zricha, which is Gluya. Zorch Mesielom HaFiyah Mehaparin. There's a Zricha, like the word Zorech means, but the like the sun that's shining. And Teresh HaBechsav Nevuah is a Zricha, is the sunlight, the shining sun of Hashem's presence. It's when Hashem speaks to us and things are clear. That's Torah Shebichsav. That's Torah Shebichsav. That's Nevuah, that's prophecy. We don't have that now. It's been many, many years since we've had that. We don't have that clarity, that zricha of the Or Yisrael, of the light of Am Yisrael, receiving Nevuah prophecy directly from the Creator, from the Bari Olam. But what we have is this haifa of the Yisrael, of Yisrael at the end of time, she'ena zricha gluya, which is not an open revelation of God's light. It's not prophecy. Rak kemadreges ruach hakodesh negin nevuah shudvar Hashem esgalus. It's ruach hakodesh, but it's not nevuah. Nevuah is when the dvar Hashem is behisgalus, is when the will of God is communicated openly and clearly to us. That's Torah Shebichsav. V'zohu hasogas Torah Shebichsav. That's the hasoga of Torah Shebichsav, of the written Torah. V'ruach HaKodesh u'nevuas ha'chachamim v'hasoga the Torah Sheba'al Peh. But that light of Torah Shebichsav could not continue, that light meaning of Nevuah of prophecy, the same way that Torah Shebichsav is written black letters upon the white parchment for all to see. It's open and it's clear. It's Vayidabesh v'Moshe Leimor. It's clear. It's written. It's in writing. It's there. That's Torah Shebichsav. That's Nevuah when the letters from the Oyesias are spoken clearly by Hashem to the Navi. All of that is the world of Torah Shebichsav. All of that is a world that is clear. That's not a world that does not get lost in that darkness of Esav and Yishmael. A world that is clear. It's a world of Torah Shebichsav, of Nevuah. And it's when the Dvar Hashem is behizgalus. So when we were in the desert, we were with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is that koach of Torah Shebichsav. Moshe Rabbeinu is the koach of Nevuah. He was the of HaNevi'im, the father of all Nevi'im. The koach of Nevuah at its best. And therefore the Midbar life in the desert was one where God's will was clear and God's presence was clear. Everything was Torah Shebichsav. The Mun, Kriyas Yamsuf, the Makkas, everything is Torah Shebichsav, everything is clear. It's a Zricha of the Or Hashem Bezgalus, completely open and clear. The Dvar Hashem is Bezgalus. That's a miraculous way. That's the way of the desert. That's the way of Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Dvar Hashem is Bezgalus. But that's not the Tachlis of creation. Because the Dvar Hashem is Bezgalus in Shemaim as well. And the Malachim are saying, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh Hashem Tzavokas, and they're singing all day long. Because they live in the Zrichas or Hashem, which is the Hizgalus of the Ratzon Hashem in a very clear and open way. So Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar were being like Yaakov Avinu, Yoshev HaHolim, indoors, in the Beis Medrash, in that miraculous world of Torah Mitzvahs, where everything is clear, and you're not out in the field, you're not the Ish HaSada. But rather you're indoors, you're inside, in Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, Kedushas Beis HaMedrash. You're in the cloud of glory. You're receiving the Mun. You're drinking for the Be'er Miriam. All of that is Torah Shebichsav. But Torah Shebaal Peh is something else. Torah Shebaal Peh is B'machashakim HaYeshivani. As the Rabbi Reb Tzadik brings in a minute, the Pasuk. It's a world that's out there in the field. It's a world of darkness. It's leaving the desert and having to go to Eretz Yisrael and to settle the land without the miracles, without seeing in an open way God's hand, with God being covered and hidden. That's something else. That's not Torah Shebichsav. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. Reb Tzadik writes, V'ruach HaKodesh u'nevuas ha'chachamim v'asogi de Torah Shebaal Peh. Ruach HaKodesh is nevuas ha'chachamim. He uses that term, Nevuah Sachachom, somebody who has not learned Reb Tzadik Svar, And somebody who does not learn the Zohar and Kisvei can become very, very, very upset about putting those two words together. Nevuas HaChachamim. I actually wrote an article years ago for a Frum publication about Reb Tzadik. It was an article about Reb Tzadik. And I spoke about his teachings regarding Torah Shabbat Peh, and this term, Nevuas HaChachamim, and there was a very fine Jew, a Talmud Chacham, who wrote a lengthy letter in response to the article about Reb Tzadik, who saw that term, Nevuas HaChachamim, as being apikorsis, as being heretical. Since Torah is lo b'shamayim, it's an oxymoron to say Nevuas HaChachamim. There is no such thing as Nevuas HaChachamim. And he was very upset about that. And it was not my quotation. It was Reb Tzadik said that. And I wrote in response that it really goes back to the Ramban in Bava Basra and many, many other earlier sources that this fine individual is unfamiliar with because he never learned Zohar Kodesh, never learned Pnimi Setar, and never learned the Svar Makadosha. So if it wasn't found in any of the sources that he had been taught, that he had learned, so naturally that would become apikorsis in his mind. Reb Tzadik is not suggesting that this is regular prophecy and that the Chachamim are prophets. What he's saying is Ruach HaKodesh u'Nevuas HaChachamim. When Chazal speak about those who are Adayin Mishtamshim Bebaskol, who still have access to a divine voice from heaven, and that the voice of Hashem is transmitted through the hearts and the minds of the Chachmei Hadoros, of the sages of the generations, not in a prophetic voice, not in an open and clear way, not the way that Moshe Rabbeinu heard Moshe, Moshe, Avram heard Avram, Avram, not in a clear prophetic way, but through the minds of the hearts of those great tzaddikim who went to the mikveh a million times, who davened with fire, who were learning Torah Lishma, who gave everything up in this world to be connected to God. They began to hear God in a way that only the Chachamim understand. It's Ruach HaKodesh. It's not a clear voice coming from Hashem. Reb Tzadik calls it Ruach HaKodesh, which is Nevuas HaChachamim. Ba'asogi de Torah Shebaal Peh, that Hashem's will has worked its way through the minds and the hearts of the Chachmei Hadoros, the Chachmei Torah Shebaal Peh, all the way to our time, to our generation, all the way to Moshe Feinstein, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, to Rabbi Avad Yosef, to Rabbi Yoshev, all the way to Rabbi Chaim Kineski, Rabbi Chaim Lechaim, into our lives, into our world of darkness, of covering, to be kovish, to conquer this world and to come out into the field and to teach us how to live in the field and how every single thing in the field is an opportunity to connect to Dvar Hashem. Ruach HaKodesh Nevuas HaChachamim Ba'asoga the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the world of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Yecholim LaHasig Yoseh. And in that way of Torah Shebaal Peh, one can have even greater Hasagas, even more than Torah Shebichsav. K'moy She'amru, as Chazal say, Ra'asa Einosh Rabbi Akiva Mavachula, which means, like if you look in the note 78, the Medrash says, Dvar Mishloi Niglu L'Moshe, Niglu L'Rabbi Akiva V'Chaveiv, there were things that were not revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, but were known to Rabbi Akiva and his colleagues. V'kol Yoka Rosa Eino, Zer Rabbi Akiva V'Chaveiv, spent an entire Shavuos night around 5 years ago on this subject. And of course, Reb Tzadik is alluding to the Gemara V'Chein, the Gemara one of the most difficult and remarkable pieces of a Gemara in all of Shatz, which is there in Menachas Chav Tesumet Beis, where there the Gemara tells us about how Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to have a vision of the future of Rabbi Akiva, the greatness of Rabbi Akiva, and he was able to magically, miraculously, to sit in the back by a shear of Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva was saying things that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. And as a result of that, Moshe Rabbeinu was terribly distraught. until Rabbi Akiva cited the source of the Torah that he was teaching as a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, and then Yisyash v'Daita, that Moshe Rabbeinu was at peace with himself. This is a landmine, a Gemara that's filled with landmines, misunderstood, misinterpreted. And it's a centerpiece of Reb Tzadik's teachings and all of his svar. This Gemara, of what does that mean? That Moshe Rabbeinu consciously did not have this Torah of Rabbi Akiva revealed to him in the Isis, in the black letters of Torah Shebichsav. What was known to Rabbi Akiva and his colleagues was not revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was hidden in the letters of Torah Shebichsav. But through the Ruach HaKodesh of Rabbi Akiva and his Chaverim, they were able in the darkness of those times, when there was no prophecy, they were able to intuit with Ruach HaKodesh the infinite will of Hashem, and to understand halachas that were derived from places that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know the sources of these halachas. Without going into the pratim of how this works right now, we'll talk more about it. Aval hu hasaga behelem. But this way of understanding, of hearing God's voice, and of knowing God's will is behelem. It's a way of concealment. It's in this world. It's not in the desert. It's not with Hashem speaking in a direct way. It's not with miracles. It's with in Teva, where the Chacham spends his entire life perfecting himself and his learning and so on. And then he's able to experience the Dvar Hashem in a way that is hidden. In a way of this world, which is covered with darkness, which is a world of concealment, which is the field, which, by the way, the Brises, Chazal compare the Brises, which are the outside parts of the Mishnah, so to speak, to the fields. To the fields, which Chazal and the Zohar Kodesh learn. The Jews were busy working as slaves in Egypt. Avodosim, all the Avodah that took place, Basada, in the field. The Braisa, these are the Braises. The external world, the physical world, and all of the hundreds and hundreds of thousands, millions of details of Torah Shebaal Peh, as they reveal God's will and intent in all that exists out in the field, which is in Torah Shebichsav, we just have a few letters. Alu Hasaga Behelem, this Hasaga of Rabbi Akiva and of the Chachmei Hadoros is a Hasaga of Hashem's voice Behelem in a way that's concealed. They don't hear it as prophecy. They don't hear it as something which is telling them directly what the Ratzon Hashem. They don't receive it in such a way. But rather, it's Kederach Sha'amru, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. It's Kederach Sha'amru, V'machashakim, it says in Pasuk, V'machashakim ha'yishiveni kemei sa'ilin, that Hashem, you placed us in dark places. V'machashakim, Chazal say, is Talmuda, ze Talmuda shel Bavel. That's the Talmud Bavli. Bavli is a word of bilbul, of confusion, of this world, of the sod, of the field, of post-midbar, post-desert. Things are not clear anymore. There's no cloud of glory. There's no fire. There's no Kriyas Yamsuf. There's no man. Now the world is the way that we see it, which is covered in Teva, with a thick klipa of Teva, of nature, where it's very easy to become Esav. It's very easy to lose that koach of Yosef HaTzadik, or to use that koach of Yosef HaTzadik in order to buy into the physical world and to lose connection to God. Teresh Shebaal Peh is the Ruach HaKodesh of the Chachmei Hadoros, that koach of Mashiach ben Yosef, to intuit the Ratzon Hashem, as it plays out in all of the details of day-to-day existence outside of the Midbar. Avlu asagi behelim k'mashar b'machashakim zet Talmudu shel Bavel. That's the Talmud Bavli. That's the world of Chutz Laaretz, where there can be no prophecy. Remember, prophecy is only in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a land of clarity, of prophecy. But Bavel is Bilbul, is confusion, it's Chutz Laaretz, it means Esav, it means the covering is very thick, the klipa is very thick. you're out there in the field, you're doing field work for Hashem, and it's very hard, you don't hear from Hashem in an open and direct way. But the Chachmei Hadaris, the Tzaddikim, they did through what they did throughout their lives, to break through the klipas, they were able to hear the Ratzon Hashem, the Dvar Hashem. But the person doesn't know himself that he's experienced any kind of a divine inspiration. He, when Abaye and Rava were learning, when Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were learning, when Rabbi Akiva and Chaver were learning, they experienced the learning as a completely intellectual one, as something that was completely of created in their minds, in the great creative minds of those brilliant tzaddikim, when in truth Hashem is guiding them in a very, very mysterious and hidden way. Not open ruach nevuah, but ruach of kedusha, ruach hakodesh, where Hashem's will is miraculously working behind the scenes. Not Torah Shebichsav, not the letters, not where it's clear, but working behind the scenes of the intellect. Well, the person doesn't know himself. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish himself did not know that this is the Dvar Hashem that's working its way through their minds and through their hearts. They think that they're just using pilpul and the guidelines of Torah Shebaal Peh that we received from Moshe Rabbeinu of how to learn the letters, the black letters on the white parchment, and how to understand these letters. And the person himself doesn't know that it's Ruach HaKadosh. That Hashem is involved in seeing to it that His wisdom is imparted and that His wisdom makes its way into the world, into our lives. The tzaddik is just working hard. He's struggling with his intellect to figure out and to understand God's will. But he sees it as something distinct from himself. But the truth is that the Dvar Hashem is working through the minds and the hearts and Ruach HaKadosh of the tzaddik. The Ruach HaKadosh, what Rabbi Tzadok calls Nevuas HaChacham, the Nevuas HaChacham is working all of the time to come to those conclusions to give Nachas Ruach to Hashem Yisbarach. Our lives as Jews who keep Torah Shebaal Peh, who live every moment of our lives in that awareness of God's presence that's revealed through everything in life. Everything that exists is the Dvar Hashem. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem to be continued. To be continued.